This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1000. 5 lessons from 15,000 minutes of IELTS Energy.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Can you believe we've done 1,000 episodes? Today, we'll highlight the 5 most important things you can learn about IELTS from these mini shows, and we'll pledge to keep honestly helping you reach your IELTS dreams in the future.
Happy 1,000th episode!
Yes, it's so exciting. Happy 1,000th episode to you, Jessica.
You guys, this is bonkers. This is crazy. I just taught the word bonkers on TikTok. Nice. Guys, we're so hip and cool. This episode, just to remind you, this episode is also on YouTube, guys. So subscribe on IELTS Energy TV. Guys, today for this 1,000th episode, we really want to take a moment and as a community, think about What are our like highest priorities? What are we most proud of to bring to you guys, right? If we think about these 1,000 episodes, what are like to us as teachers, what do we think is most important for you students, right? So we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk a little bit about how we're not going to change, because what we love about IELTS Energy, and really encourage you guys to get more people involved. If you are not a subscriber, subscribe now, guys. Hit subscribe right now. And we have a challenge for you right now as well. Aubrey, what's the challenge?
Yes, I'm really excited about this, guys. So we have 12,000 subscribers. So if every one of you shared this with one friend and they subscribed, we could add 1,000 subscribers in 3 minutes. That's kind of amazing. And we want to do it right now.
Right?
So we're going to ask you to pause the episode. We're going to do a countdown of 10 and take just a second to text a link to our podcast to a friend, share it with someone who might like to listen to the IELTS Energy Podcast, whether they're preparing for IELTS or just would like to learn new vocabulary in English, anyone who's learning English. Take a second to share it. And at the end of this pause, we will have added 1,000 subscribers for our 1,000th episode.
I love it. Guys, you can help us. All of you listening right now, guys. We want to spread the truth about IELTS and help more people, as we have helped so many. And hopefully we are helping you now. So, guys, go into the podcast player wherever you're listening to this. Click on the share button and share this with a friend right now, guys. Text this to a friend. Share this on WhatsApp, on whatever you want to share it with, guys. We're going to count down from 10. And at the end of that, guys, if every one of you helps us out right now, just take like a second, we're going to add 1,000 new subscribers. So I'm going to count down. All right, guys?
All right.
Share this. Text this episode. 10, 9, 8, 7. 6. This feels weird. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
We did it.
You have helped us add 1,000 subscribers. Okay. This is so cool. All right. So let's get into this, guys. So first, we're going to talk about the 5 most important values, right? Most important takeaways from IELTS Energy that will help you get that score faster. So what is number one, Aubrey?
The first one is that studying IELTS can be fun. If you are finding yourself like miserable and you're dreading your IELTS study, you're doing something wrong, right? Hopefully, at least when you listen to our podcast, it's fun for you. We're trying to keep it positive, lighthearted, and it should be. Everything you do should be enjoyable. So find something you love to read. We're always sharing tips about ways to make your study fun, because that's vital, or you won't do it. You'll lose motivation.
You know, I mean, this is, it's science, You guys, it's science.
Look at us using science.
Look at us. Look at us using science. Guys, you have to watch this on YouTube. So I got my master's in applied linguistics, right? And there guys, if you are not engaged with what you're learning, if you are not enjoying what you're learning on some level, you are not going to learn it. You are wasting your time. Because what happens is, if you lose that motivation, right? If there's a block, there's a block in your brain. It's called the affective filter. And once that wall goes up, nothing gets past it. Nothing gets past it into your brain. So guys, studying IELTS must be fun or you're not going to learn. You're not going to improve. You're not going to get your score. So that is another reason to subscribe to this podcast, guys. We are motivating and positive and we are here to help you, right? That is our number one priority, is to help you pass IELTS. Okay. So number two, Aubrey, what's number two?
Yes. So number two is that it's very vital that when you're studying for IELTS, you have expert advice, expert tips and tricks. You can't trust everything you read online. We've had quite a few episodes where we share incorrect answers our students have been given or wrong essay feedback our students have been given.
Yeah.
IELTS Energy 89. Check it out if you missed. Well, that was a while ago. This is harkening back a ways. It was the top so five myths ago that bad IELTS teachers tell you. And this happens still. The same myths are still being shared and you don't want to fall for this bad advice.
Yeah, these episodes come out of real students emailing us and asking, like, my teacher told me this. Is this right? So guys, we, again, like, our priority is here to be honest and to help you pass IELTS. Guys, you know I was an examiner for 14 years. So everything we say is directly connected to the scoring system, right? We're not making stuff up. We're not pretending to know about IELTS, right? There are so many websites out there, forums out there, teachers out there. And I'm not blaming the teachers at all, because like a lot of times a school is just like, we need to have an IELTS class. Will you teach this? And they just grab a teacher, right? Doesn't have to be an examiner. Maybe they have experience with academic English and they think like, oh, that's fine. But these things aren't true, right? So here's two examples, guys. There have been teachers that tell students to put conclusion sentences in their body paragraphs for task two. Because again, like that is in academic writing, that is something that is awesome, that is encouraged, that is appropriate. Not in IELTS, we don't have time. It doesn't help your score, right? I'm not saying it's completely wrong for an essay. I'm telling you, it doesn't help your score. So don't do it, right? Also, there's a lot of teachers that say, don't use personal pronouns. That's impossible, because your score for a task, right? If you want a 7 or higher, you have to show your personal position throughout the essay, which we do by saying I. That's how you make it personal. I feel, I believe, okay? All of this stuff is in our templates, guys. AllEarsEnglish.com/KEYS if you want to check out our course available now online. Okay, so again, if you have any doubts about IELTS, guys, ask us. We are 100% honest. Just email us, support@allearsenglish.com.
Hey guys, thanks for listening today and for being with us on this historic day of our 1000th podcast episode. We want you to share IELTS Energy with a friend. So in your podcast player, hit share, copy the link, text it to a friend. Anyone who's learning English and can use this great vocabulary, these great tips and tricks for making English learning fun. So share our podcast today and happy 1000th episode.
Okay, number three, clear strategies to get you that 7 or higher. We have done so many episodes focused on specific strategies for specific question types, right? Aubrey, what can you share about this?
So the thing is, we just shared with you the link to Three Keys. And to be honest, a lot of the strategies in the Three Keys system, we share on our podcast. We're giving you a lot of the tips and tricks that Jessica learned as an examiner. But It's just the tip of the iceberg. Like you said, for each reading question type, for each different essay type, there are a lot of strategies that are just specific to that, that you need to learn and then practice. So we share a ton of it on our podcast. Yes, you need to be subscribed. You need to hear these tips, but it's not enough, right? You need an actual course to follow so that you have the writing templates you need for every essay type, so that you have strategies for every reading question type and listening question type. And once you have those, then it becomes very simple. Once it's strategic, it is so much more clear. Our students, once they go through the program, they're like, oh, this is so much more clear and simple. Now I can succeed. Now I can get the scores I need.
Yes, totally. And one of the most important strategies for listening and reading, guys, is prediction. And we have students all the time that come into Three Keys IELTS and they're like, you know, it seems simple, but this is what helped me raise my listening score. This is what helped me increase my reading score. This one step, guys, of prediction. So in listening, we do this when we have that 30 seconds to look at the questions before they start talking, right? You underline keywords and you predict a possible answer. You warm up your brain. You open that brain box. This is another signature of Three Keys IELTS. We came up with this phrase on this very program, guys. Lindsay and I did like 3 years ago, the brain box. This is where you have like knowledge about so many topics in the world because you are an adult with a life of experience. So if the questions on listening are about a music festival, right? You think about, okay, like I know about music. I listen to music. I have been to a concert. And so you look at the questions and you use your knowledge. Look at those keywords and predict, what is a possible answer here? What do I need? I need a number. I'm listening for an adjective, right? If you are prepared, if you know what you need, you know what you're listening for, that is the first step towards being active and getting that answer, okay? And on reading as well, predicting what you need is so important before you look at the passage. You need to know, are you looking for a name? Are you looking for a verb, ing? What are you looking for? You have to know that first before you look. Or else, again, you're just like passively hoping the answer will jump out at you, which doesn't happen. Okay, so that is the number one most important strategy, guys, okay? All right, next, you need a study plan. Yes, this podcast is amazing. We love talking to you 3 times a week and helping you, but we also want you to be fully prepared and know what you're doing to get that 7 or higher, what you have to do 5 days a week, 6 days a week. Follow a study plan because it's not enough to learn the test strategies. You also need to improve your English. It's an English test, right?
Yes, exactly. If any of you caught IELTS Energy 937 with Gopika, she shared exactly how specifics about how our study plan helped her because we have a tendency to think like, I can figure out myself what I need to do each day, what I need to spend my time on. But when you have all these resources at your disposal, the whole internet, all this stuff about IELTS, and a lot of it contradicts, a lot of it might not actually be at your level, you can end up wasting so much time. And it just makes such a difference to have a study plan that was created by Jessica as an examiner to know these are the resources that actually will improve my score. This is what I need to spend my time on. And then it's so clear and you can get that 7 or higher.
Totally. We have had so many memorable episodes with students who worked so hard with us and got amazing scores. When I think back to some of the student episodes that I've got to do, two really jump out at me. One is Vitor. He was actually on the podcast twice, guys, because he took the exam and he got amazing scores. He got the scores he needed. And then a little while later, he decided, you know what? I think I can do better. And so he took the exam again. Guys, he increased his IELTS scores by 2 whole band points. Okay. From comparing like before Three Keys and after Three Keys. So go back and look up Vitor's episodes, you guys. Amazing strategies in there and help for your own preparation. And also Tiago. Tiago was a Brazilian student who had never formally studied English. He'd never been in an English classroom. Okay. He was self-taught, right? Until he got into Three Keys IELTS and he got those strategies. And he only had to take the exam once and he got the scores he needed, you know? Just the inspiration of these students, guys, hearing how other people do it, knowing it's possible, having these model examples is so important. So you guys keep on track and you don't fool yourselves. You don't think like, I could prepare for this really fast. I'll just sign up for the exam in a couple of weeks. I'll be ready. No, you won't.
No.
You need to prepare for a while. Which brings us to the next point, right?
Yeah, exactly, guys. IELTS is hard work. You can't expect to just study for a couple weeks and be ready. And what we're trying to do is provide a foundation, those strategies, those template sentences. But beyond that, a lot of it is the work you put into it. You have to practice using these strategies. You have to get all these ideas. And it does take time and it does take work. And we're excited to be on this journey with you. But yeah, it's not enough to just listen to the episode and be like, okay, I'm ready.
It is a part-time job studying for IELTS. And I mean, if you're listening, maybe we have helped you get the scores you need by just listening to the podcast, by watching the YouTube channel. And that's fantastic. That's awesome. But some students, right, feel like it's really hard to do this by myself. And if that's you, then check out Three Keys IELTS, guys. So stuff that is so important, right, that we need to spend time on. Improving vocabulary, that takes a long time. Learning how to write a high-scoring essay in 40 minutes, how to write that high-scoring task one in 20 minutes. This stuff takes time. This stuff is really hard to learn by yourself. You know, so if you are one of those students who maybe you don't want to do this by yourself anymore, then Three Keys IELTS is for you. Check it out. Okay. I know our podcast has helped a lot of people, which is fantastic. That's awesome. But honestly, a lot of people do need more help. And that's why we made Three Keys IELTS. Okay, guys. So we want to end this episode with a couple of things that we're not going to change, right? Because we are so proud. And this is episode 1000. What are some of our priorities moving forward? What promises can we make our listeners today, Aubrey?
Guys, we're going to keep posting 3 episodes every week. And we're going to post exam updates when they happen. We're staying in the know with what's happening with the IELTS exam so that you know if you're subscribed, you're going to get the latest details.
Yep.
And we're going to keep being honest with you about, you know, what you need to spend time on, what you don't. If we hear things that aren't true, we're going to let you know right away, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to keep providing this insider information that Jessica was able to get 14 years as an examiner, a wealth of insider information that she's trained me on. And we want to share that with you.
Yeah, totally, guys. And the last thing I want to say is, you know, in the past couple years, working with so many inspirational students, because honestly, every personal coach class I have, I come away inspired. Me, like I'm a teacher, I come away inspired. Yeah, sure. Because so many of you guys, man, you guys are working so hard and you have the biggest dreams and goals that we really want to be part of that journey to help you get there, right? And we know how hard you guys are working. You have families, you have jobs, and you still have to pass this IELTS exam, right? But after having worked with so many students who are inspirational and we know how possible it is, I personally have really raised my standards and my expectations for students, right? I don't just expect students to get a 6.5 or a 7 anymore. I expect you guys to all get 9s on reading, for example, just because I've seen it happen so often, right? And also, we have high standards for ourselves. Something about our team, all of us at All Ears English, IELTS Energy, we're sort of perfectionists. We expect a lot of ourselves. And if we feel like we have made any mistakes, we go out of our way to make up for that, right? Like, we work so hard to be our best selves for you guys. And we can promise you that that is never, never going to stop either. So guys, remember, 3 episodes every single week. Hit subscribe right now. And if you did not share this podcast in that,
it's not too late,
funny 10 second thing, share it right now, guys. Or even if you did, share it with someone else. Go into your podcast player, hit share. If you know anybody that's preparing for IELTS, let them know about our show. And if you're not subscribed, what are you doing? Hit subscribe, guys. All right, Aubrey, this has been awesome.
Yes. All right. Happy 1,000th episode.
Yay!
It's a milestone. It's exciting.
It's super exciting. All right, guys. So you know what? We'll see you tomorrow for 1,001. Bye, guys. Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.